Welcome back. This is the Kicking Back podcast coming to you all the way from a hotel in Adelaide. My name is Hayley Miller and hello to you, Emma O'Driscoll.
Hello, everybody.
So we're back, but this is very different to what we're used to. So we're in a different, we'll call it a studio. Yeah, how are you describing the room we're in at the moment?
It's quite echoey.
Set the scene.
Okay, so it's a TV room, medical room. It's whatever you want to make it, really. It's a podcast room right now. We are sitting at a really skinny table and we've got our cups of hot chockey ready to start the potty.
And I think that's like one of the number one things. I'd never have a hot chocolate ever, but on away trips, hot chockey every night. Well, we're going to get into it in just a little bit. Before we introduce today's guest, let's rate Tia from last week. What are you going with?
Oh, why do you always ask me first?
Because this is my segment to ask you.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, would you like me
Tia,
to go first?
No, you know what, Tia, I'm just going to put it out there. I liked Gabby's better. Just going to throw that.
And I know why the problem is because you thought it was too long.
Yep, I definitely did.
No. Well,
I'm an open book here, people.
But she has a good story to tell, so you can't take points off of there.
She missed.
Do you want to go through what she's been through and tell it in 20 minutes?
Definitely not. I'm not saying that. She missed half of her story. We had to recap on it because I didn't know how many injuries she had.
Anyway, moving on. Tia, I'll give you a good 7 out of 10 because I think you're inspiring and your story should be heard.
Okay, Tia, now I look like such a but I'm just going to say I'll give you a 6.5.
Well, and now you're going to give
it
that.
You know what? You got trademarked today, so I gave you that vote as well. So good on you, Tia.
All right, we're moving on swiftly from there. This is probably going to set up how the rest of the podcast might go because Emma is in a real mood. Producer Mim is here. Hello, Mim. Well, now we've got a big Mim's mailbag summit coming up today, but let's introduce our guest, shall we? Now,
Unfortunately, Kano's hot chocolate's gone down the wrong hole and she's cleaning herself up currently, but she's back with us here. Kano, so, welcome.
Welcome. Compose yourself and how are we?
Hello, friends. Where are we? That was something else. Great spinning. Excellent. Great to be here.
Yeah.
Wow.
How are you feeling? Excited to be on, to be chosen, the chosen one
chosen
this week?
One. Yeah. Look, it's fantastic to be here. I feel like I'm about to be stitched up though, so
quite
little
possibly.
A little bit nervy.
How are you finding Adelaide?
Yeah, look, it's been a weird trip. Definitely a weird one. First away trip in a while. Yeah, but now we're coming home, so cheers to that.
We'll get into that a little bit later because I think we need to tell the fans what we've really been through this week because I don't think anyone really knows what it actually has been like, and then it's been flipped on its head. It's been certainly a roller coaster ride. So shall we kick it off with talking about yesterday's win because it was absolutely epic.
Definitely.
Kano, give us your thoughts, overall thoughts. That's a fine. Whose phone was that?
Definitely Drew Scott's.
Yeah, okay. The game, tell us about it.
Yeah, like you said, massive win for us on the road. Adelaide, who we've never won to in the normal season as well. I think just the weight of 21 girls just putting it all in for the whole four quarters was massive. And, yeah, it was just such a feel-good moment at the end of the game.
Did you expect us to win like that?
No.
I thought we were going to win, but I didn't expect it to be like that. I thought it might be like
a couple of points.
Mm. Less than a goal, most definitely. Not to say that Adelaide aren't a good team, but we were certainly better on the day. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, for the team that they are and to come out like that and win like we did, best feeling. What were your feelings after the game, Drisco?
I was worried that you two might have been a bit sunburnt, but I got through that. It was really good. And I think having Turbo and Sharpie speak at the end as well, obviously on Channel 7, I think it was, they spoke really well and we were just in a huddle and really just getting around each other. I think we chanted their names a few times and come in and
took 10 minutes.
Took 10 minutes, yeah, absolutely. But we, sung the song together and obviously that's a great feeling. We didn't have any Gatorade, so we threw water on each other and, yeah, definitely a moment to remember.
I reckon that was the most rowdy song that we've had and then the most rowdy run off the ground, like no crowd for us. There's probably maybe 10 like all up, and we were so rowdy just within our team, and it was just like the best vibe.
That's good. The tempo of that song, we've never sung it as quick.
Do you know what, I'm actually a little bit concerned because it's getting faster every week, and I don't think I can keep up. It's actually going to end up like that. You can't decipher the words anymore.
I actually feel like I'm having one breath in when I sing the song, and the veins in my neck are just swollen.
Well, I'm not sure if you saw my Instagram story last night, but there was a lot of passion that went into it from my end. It won't be on there by the time you see this, but there's a photo out there of my face, and it is way too extra for the song. Way too extra. Let's go through a couple of the goals from the game. So obviously Ashley Sharp back in the side kicked a couple of goals. What are we thinking there?
I think she just ran top speed as we expected from Sharpie. I think she got a 28 k's an hour there running into the goal square and just toe poking it through. So that was pretty wicked.
Tell us about the feelings of Tia's first goal, Kano.
Yeah, I think it just concluded what's been a massive, I guess, couple of months for her. I feel like everyone at the point when she got the ball was just gunning for her to kick it, and when she did, just everyone I feel like was up and about and just as stoked as she was to kick it through the big sticks.
Absolutely. And Bianca Webb's goal.
Don't you mean Lisa?
Yeah, well, we're not sure who kicked it. So if you didn't listen, if you didn't watch the news back in Perth, they said that Lisa Webb kicked the goal. And if you don't know who Lisa Webb is, you're not a Freo fan. But she obviously was. She's a coach with the team now, but did used to play a couple years back before she had little Leo. And they still think she's going around out there. But
she ain't.
No, she's not. Little Webby, Bianca Webb, absolutely amazing goal. Yeah, that brilliant. Was like
brilliant.
Finish. Such a good finish.
Yeah. Celebration too.
Yeah. It went in, like I wasn't even sure if it had gone in, but she'd halfway run down the field celebrating. Yeah, she did a double cobra. So, Kano, Valentine's Day was yesterday. Was there anything special that happened for you?
Yeah, something quite special. I got the phone call from Drisk. I don't even know what time it was, to be honest, but Emma O'Driscoll doesn't really ring me that often, so it's either for something important, I guess. Answer the phone, like, hey, mate, what's up? She's like, Kano, you need to come down to the physio room now. And I was like, what? Like, what's up? She's like, there's a delivery here, and if you don't come, it's going in 5 minutes. And she was just being very weird, and I was like,
no.
What?
She actually said, what do you want, you weirdo?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, you were just being very, very weird. Anyway, I was like, okay, I'll come down, no worries, all good. Came down, and then there's Drisco just standing there after I've exited the lift holding a bouquet of flowers, I guess, and a candle. And then I've walked into the room and everyone's just like, oh. And I was actually quite embarrassed. But no, Sean, my lovely partner, he sent them some flowers and a candle to the hotel in Adelaide, which is a great result. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And speaking of that, Gabby O'Sullivan actually knew a bit about this today before. Yeah. Tell us about what happened there.
Gabs and I typically get on quite well, apart from when she calls me angry. But, yep, just bounce off each other, easygoing, talking, all of that jazz. I've tried to talk to her, I don't know, maybe midday or however, what time it was, and I'm just getting absolute donuts from the girl. I'm like, what is wrong with Gabby? She's just obviously not feeling it today, so I'm trying to have a chat with her and she's basically like exited the room. Because as we all know, Gabby, she just cannot keep a secret or a lid on her or anything like that. So I've hardly seen her for the whole day. I hardly talked to her. And then see her the next morning and she's like, oh, thank God, like I've helped set that up. That's why I was acting so weird yesterday. So thanks, Gabs. Thanks for your assistance. And then she actually still hasn't seen the flowers yet.
Oh, you have to show her. Yep. But good work, Sean. You've done well, mate.
I guess this is where we wanted to talk about what we've been through sort of this week. Now, we probably need a recap prior to the moment we're going to talk about after the game just gone. So, Kano, talk us through your week, starting from Monday.
Exactly 7 a.m.
I'm at work. No. Yeah, it was just unreal, wasn't it? So I think at that point we'd obviously got told that a hub was potentially happening, but we're being told to act like it was happening. So 2 weeks over in Queensland together after this weekend, and yeah, all of us gearing up to tell our works, families, all of those bits and pieces, getting everything organised to go away for 2 weeks. Plans changed multiple times throughout that whole week.
We're going Saturday. That's the thing that messed me up the most. We're going Saturday. Then they decided it was Friday morning. When was going to pack? But we're still working at this point.
Yeah. It also could have been 4 weeks as well in the end as well. We just didn't know how we'll work around the quarantine of WA's border.
Mm. So gearing for 2 weeks, I think we found out, was it Wednesday night, that we were leaving on Friday?
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, gotta go. Just gotta go. So there we were, I guess all leaving and gearing up for 2 weeks. And I feel like by the time we got over here, everyone was actually fairly stoked to be going.
Yeah. Mm. So now this rolls into what happened after the game.
Yeah, so much like last round when we got sprung about the lockdowns, this game Coops got us in and said, what did he say? Something like, I think he had his phone out and he was just saying like, oh, come in girls. And Juddy was just like, oh, not this again.
Yeah, it was something about when you get some news post-game, it's not really what you want. Well, it might be, but it might not be what you want to hear.
I was happy for Coops to talk. It wasn't Joe Bridie. His news is always terrible.
Sorry, Joe, but your news is terrible.
Yeah, so Coops got us all in, said we're not going to Queensland anymore. And we're like, okay, like, where are we going? Like, yep, back to Perth on Tuesday.
Rip off. Now I've packed for 3 weeks.
I was going to say, the worst thing is I've packed like I'm never coming home. And now I have to go home and unpack all that.
Yep, which is why I think Driscoll and I have been wearing all our nice clothes over the last 12 hours. We're like, nah, got to look good.
Special dinner every night. Rolling out on the scooters as well in Adelaide. Can we just go on to that topic while we're here?
Sure. Yeah.
Tell us what you did today.
Oh, I had a great day. We got up and we did some recovery at the beach, which was really nice. Nowhere near as good as Perth's beaches.
There was crabs.
Yeah, and there was crabs bit Gemma's toe.
Gemma thinks.
We know what Gemma's like, so probably didn't happen. And then anyways, we had that, and then I got a nice acai bowl, which was lovely. And then we came back to the hotel and we had some spare time, so a group of us girls decided we'd go on the scooters around here, which Perth City should definitely invest in because they are amazing. Best $30 I've ever spent was scootering around the city.
Tell us what are the scooters? What do you mean by that?
Not like the metal Razor scooters.
Exactly. Elaborate. Like,
yeah. You stole a scooter from a kid at a skate park.
It was definitely the electric scooters. You have a little throttle with your thumb. Yep, that's exactly what it was like. And they're pretty fast, actually. Tildy's was going up to about 20 k's an hour, so that's decent. Flying. Yeah, Pewy not so much. She stuck to the old 10K
an hour. When can we expect the video montage that I had a sneak peek of earlier today?
It's actually out on socials at the moment. So check out Jasmine Stewart's Instagram and Matilda Sargent's. Matilda. Ew.
Who's that?
Sorry. Tildy's Instagram. And the videos are up there. So check it out.
It sounds like it was a great day for you, Driscoll. What did you get up to yourself, Kano?
I think I was just cruising. Actually whipped out the work laptop at some stage because that's probably important, isn't it? Just cruising.
Now you have
really
to go back, yeah.
Did all the stuff that we did with footy, like recovery and gym and whatnot, and quite boring, isn't it?
Podcast's not boring, though.
No.
Well, the highlight of your day. Not that you really wanted to do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, shall we go into that? We're talking about Driscoll today has just – I don't think she's really been invested in the podcast, and I'm pretty much at my wit's end of possibly axing her from the show.
That is scandalous, mate. Absolutely.
You know, the podcast would be boring without me, Mel. So I'm glad you haven't. And you know what? I never had my doubts about the podcast. I was a bit flat this afternoon. We've just had a game yesterday and Kate Starr tells us we're going to do weights.
We do weights on Monday all the time.
It's an away game, different. So anyways, I was just really tired, and I did mention to Brett this afternoon we might not be able to do it today, but had a Coke after dinner and away we are. Here we are.
And what about the Coke situation? Mm.
This is a story, isn't it?
This is a story. We'll go and just – no, I'm going to let Kano tell the story because I feel she was there for majority of it.
So, I don't know. After game day, everyone gets around a Coke every now and again, and there was some glass bottles on the table. Drisk is enjoying one herself. I've just come in to ask, where do I get a Coke from? I think I got my head bitten off before I actually got an answer, because Drisco has just cracked it at the fact that everyone has been asking where the Cokes are. And just stood up and was like, right, that's it. I can't even
I'll
say
repeat it.
It's that
I'll
funny.
Repeat it.
Yeah,
I'll
go
repeat.
On, Drisco, go on, Drisco.
All right, enough's enough, everybody. If you want a bloody Coke, they're at the bar out the front and they're for free. They're for free. They are free, okay? If one more person asked me, I sound like a bloody crack record. That's what it was.
Where are we? And I was just like, I don't think I want a Coke anymore.
And then we proceeded to tell everyone to ask you every single time because it was the best reaction, which I was thinking, you know, this podcast might have been, it's either going to be the best one or a disaster with how your mood is.
Definitely on this edge evening. There.
I'm feeling good after the Coke and now obviously had a hot chockey. And anyways, I'm feeling really good now, people. Just back to bubbly me. Okay, here on the podcast, we love to do a round of quick fire questions. So why not start that? Kano, are you ready?
I'm definitely not, but I don't have a choice. So.
I'm gonna say it as fast as we sang the Freo song.
Oh, jeez. Pace.
Funniest at the club.
Oh, God. This isn't quick.
Oh.
Damn it. Oh, definitely Pewee. She's just got a different sense of humour.
Yep, good. Like that one. Worst teammate to have a locker next to and why?
Oh. You know what? Me and Miller are very good, I think, at just getting out of each other's space.
I was going
to – So it's not – yeah, I definitely got the devil eyes just then. It's not Miller. It has to be Phil Seth. Like, every time I come to my locker, there's just something of hers in front of it. And I'm like, I can't get to my locker.
I do that to Ange, but Ange is fantastic and moves her stuff on the other side of the change room.
Great result.
Not even in her locker.
We'll have to get her on to roast you about it.
Yeah. Favourite board game?
Probably Monopoly. I feel like it's the one that I play the most.
Old school.
Mm.
Like it. Favourite subject back in school?
Mm. Like sport? Is that pop? Oh. Can you say that? All right. Jeez.
If one more person says sport. I can't swallow. Swallow first. It's going to come out of nose. If one more person says sport, kids are going to quit school. Why go to school? You can play sport outside of school. Honestly, do we not have any academics in this team?
Hey, I'm very academic.
Sport is not a subject. I'm going to, Brett, on this piece of paper, we need to specify. Favourite.
All right, ask the question again.
That was a terrible English, time for math, me to have a drink
science,
of my hot chocolate.
I don't know, just not sport.
Jesus.
Sorry, I'm back in my... I don't know why I'm a hothead tonight. Sorry, back to what I was saying. If you were to pick a subject other than sport, what would it be?
Oh, PE studies.
I've lost it. This is
where
I'm going to crack it
again. That's the smart version of sport.
Like, I did physics, I did maths.
See,
I did
that's really
English,
cool.
But it's not her favourite.
It wasn't my favourite, though.
Well, everyone's favourite is going to be sport. We're professional athletes here, people. Something you are terrible
what's yours,
at.
What's yours? What was your favourite subject?
I like English. No, but I did really like English. Now I do nothing to do with English. But that's fine. Kano, something you were terrible at.
Oh. Catching with my left hand. If you've seen me play any game that I have to do that, just horrendous. Hmm.
Favourite holiday destination?
Like one that I've been to.
You don't have to have been there, just anywhere.
Oh. Well, I really, really want to go to Turkey, so I'll say Turkey.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Is it Cappadocia? They have the hot air balloon just flying all the time. It's really cool.
You have a hot air balloon in Northam. Just had a birth.
Not the same. And I also want to go to, like, the Anzac Day ceremony over there. That'd be really
cool. Oh, yeah, that I have heard. I don't know where I've heard that from, but I have heard it's really good.
Yeah.
These aren't very quick fire, but your answers are quite good, and I like that one. So it's fine, I'll let you off. Biggest celebrity crush?
Dyson Heffel.
Yeah, okay. Essendon. Ugh. Mm. But I'll give it.
Was
to
it
you.
When he got the dreads?
Yeah, I did like the dreads, but, you know, he's taking it all off now, so.
Mm. Oh, I don't want to hear the answer to this one because I know what it's going to be after tonight. Grumpiest teammate.
Yeah, look, thanks, Brett, for putting this one in because, Gabby, just because you whisper into a microphone, I can still hear you. bit of a stitch up there, thanks, mate. I can be grumpy at times, but contrary to popular belief, I'm actually not that grumpy. Drews, you've definitely put yourself up there today, but it has to be Juddy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But she has to fight the fight for us every now and again. So, Judd's, you're my pick, but you've got a reason behind being grumpy. Mm,
definitely. Three words to describe Trent Cooper, a.k.a. Big Peyton.
Yeah, Big Peyton. That's been rolling around this week, hasn't it? Yeah, definitely dad. Smart.
Yep.
And just a bloke. A great bloke.
Yep, don't say it. A great bloke.
you got me there. You got me there. And the question everyone wants the answer to. Three words to describe our high-performance manager, Kate Starr.
Funky.
That's actually a really good one.
Weird.
Yep. Also agree.
Quirky.
Yeah, quirky's probably a better one.
Definitely better.
What did I say? Funky, quirky.
Are they the same? Creative.
Yeah, look, she is
she
creative.
Is. Yeah, she is. That was good for me.
Funky, quirky, creative.
Hmm. They're all like. Kurt words.
They're all what word? Kurt word.
Like they all kind of sound the same. Funky, quirky, creative.
I know, we're just going to talk about your journey to Freo now. So where were you pre-footy? What's happened since?
I was playing soccer at the time and then... Was it 2016? That was the year that AFLW got announced as coming in 2017. And I just probably wasn't enjoying soccer as much as I used to at that stage. Like played state teams and all that stuff. I think I was training with Glory just once a week as a casual train on and just was not enjoying it. AFLW became a thing and they were doing, I guess, talent searches around the country at that stage, so I decided to go down to one. It was like spearheaded by Daisy Pierce. Just did that day, I guess got identified at that stage, and then they said to go join your local club, which I did in Swan Districts. That year played both soccer and footy, Saturday, Sundays doing the doubles, and then basically kind of got drafted that year, which was cool.
Beautiful.
And then, been here.
How long have you been at Freo then? Explain to people what happened in there.
So I was there for the first season and then was delisted at the end of season one. Just worked, I guess, pretty hard back at Swans to play AFLW footy because once I had a taste, I just knew that I wanted to be here and had a lot to, I guess, improve on. So, yeah, went back and played at Swans and got redrafted the following year, which was, cool. So back on the list again and have not been delisted since, which has been nice. Fantastic.
Well, you've certainly come along from that first year when I think if any little thing went wrong, it was game over for you. Like the way you've come in your footy and just in general with dealing with your own self-awareness, I guess, but it's like changed so much in your footy and your game on the weekend. What really showed that in terms of, you know, you get caught holding the ball, but you then go and do 10 other things that improve on, you know, that one mistake. Everyone makes mistakes in games. So I think, seeing you go from 2017 to then that 2018 season, amazing. And then it's only been upwards since, which has been amazing to be around and to witness. Now, I don't like to talk about, you know, your injuries and bring it back to that all the time, but you did do your ACL last year real quick into the season. So I think it's what, like, not even 5 minutes of play. I guess that's tough because you're going through a whole preseason. Tell us your journey from that. What have you learned, and tell us your story.
Yeah, you definitely do learn a lot about yourself after having injuries like that. But like you said, lasted 5 minutes before I cooked my knee. And then, yeah, just surgery, all of that kind of business, rehabbing back at the club. And that's when I guess you girls were absolutely on a roll as well. So to personally try and, I guess, still know that that happened whilst you could potentially be missing out on something was definitely tough. You got so excited when you girls were playing, but I'd kind of described it as basically a hangover when you would get home, like, because you would be on the same level as you guys playing. But then as soon as, I guess, you get home, it's a bit of a hangover because you realise that you're not there. But, yeah, so did that. And then I guess the season ended. So,
yeah, lucky COVID came along and we didn't get a premiership. You didn't miss out. So it's all good.
Exactly.
Good year.
Speak for
yourself. So, yeah, it was a very bittersweet kind of ending as well for everyone. But, yeah, had heaps of time to work on my injury and whatnot and get back. And if anything, like you said, COVID did work in my favour, even to the fact that, like, local footy, I guess Victorian clubs did not play one footy game in their off-season, and that was the same for me. So in terms of coming back and all of that, yeah, at the same level as them, I guess. But to be back in under 12 months was pretty cool, to be honest.
And what was the biggest milestone throughout your rehab? I know at Freya here we talk about the small wins. So what was your biggest small win moment?
Probably when my calf took up my hand again. I was talking about to Drisco earlier, actually, how my calf, I could hold it in one hand because it was that small. But it was just little things like that. And I think that's what I learned to appreciate as well, was just like real little things. And like you said, Mills, come a lot in terms of myself mentally and dropping the small stuff. But also trying to appreciate the small stuff as well. And that's something that when you have an injury like that is a really big thing as well.
I remember when you posted, I think it must have been when you got your knee brace off. It was epic. You just threw it, throwing it to the side and just walking off. It was, I guess, symbolic of letting that part of your rehab go. Obviously, that's just the beginning in terms of the hard part of your rehab and going through all those stages to get to that end point. What did it feel like, I guess a couple of rounds ago now, but that feeling of running out again and getting through the game? I guess you did play, you know, the preseason game, but I guess that very first one.
Yeah, no, it was good. Just the energy of the crowd as well at Freo Oval, like you girls know, is massive. And getting through the first 5 minutes was fantastic. So I was quite nervy for that. But once you actually get out there and just get into footy, it was just, yeah, really, really, really exciting just to be back out there.
All right, we might move on to Mim's mailbag here. So you've got a fair few questions here from the fans. We'll get them started.
You have the best arms. Any tips for the Foss? I'm dying to have arms like you.
Same, actually.
Just, you know, keep cracking in, Fossy.
Right.
I don't know, like, yeah, just – I just really focus on stuff that I'm bad at, which is, like, I suck at chin-ups, but just give it a crack. Yeah, it definitely is genetics. Jisk and I also talked about this earlier.
Is that I'm always going to be built like a skinny little bird and Kano's always going to have deltoids and biceps that are a lot bigger than mine. And there's nothing wrong with different body types and shapes and sizes. Yep. Her shoulders just might be that wide in general and mine just might be that wide but with no muscle on it, that's all.
Who is Cam Keo? Because they've got a few questions for you. Firstly, they say, not a question, but can you please tell Steph I miss her?
Thanks, Cam, and all of FC. Thank you.
They've also asked, is it true your boyfriend is a massive Eagles supporter?
No, that's not true.
Who does he go for?
Dockers.
Good conversion there.
Finally, can you get Steph to tell the infamous trampoline story from New Year's Eve a few years ago?
No, pass. What even is that story?
Come on, they're expecting you to know this.
I'm definitely passing.
Kane Davies asks, who is your favourite player, past and present?
I used to love watching Jeff Farmer play, the Whiz. He was just, I think he got me like just loving footy, so I'm going to say Jeff Farmer.
Adele Arnup asks, how many windows have you broken in your lifetime?
I have broken a window with my hand before by trying to scare a cat.
Oh, wow.
Ended up being pretty bad cut and had to ring Adele to help.
Gabby O'Sullivan, not sure who that is, what does iconic Kano mean?
Iconic Kano. Gabby loves saying a couple of one-liners to people, doesn't she? So iconic Kano for me is when I tuck the ball under my arm, because she says that I do it a lot, which I actually think I do, but I don't really notice it.
You're running with it. How else do you hold it?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, but she says I tuck it under my wing. So, okay. Like, iconic Kano is that.
Maggie McLaughlin asks, when did you get rid of the side fringe?
What? That's a weird question.
I'm classic Maggie. She's going through old photos.
Yeah, old photos. No, I used to have, like, little – I wouldn't call it a side fringe. They used to just be, like, little curtains out of my ponytail when I was, like, in high school.
Mm.
It was a thing.
Yeah. It was a thing. But you know what it is? Like, you just stick with the one hairstyle and just, like, think I've now obviously changed it. But I've only got one embarrassing thing to look back on. Whereas if people have dyed their hair, cut it short, like done all that business, that's a lot of embarrassing stuff to go through.
Maggie wouldn't know that because she's a child.
Yes, yeah, she's still 12. Trying to hit puberty.
How many barrels did you nail this summer?
Well, Rachel actually didn't get on the board that much. I did my knee, so I hope she feels bad now.
Mama Webb, our assistant coach, Lisa Webb, she asked, who was your favourite winger to play with?
Absolutely, it was Lisa Webb, the ultimate.
Evie Gooch, we miss you, Evie.
Sorry, Evie Gooch.
Yeah, sorry. Good, time. I'm glad you've been listening, Kano, perfect. To the podcast.
How have you developed as an athlete since soccer, and did you ever score against Melville's keeper?
Thanks, Evie, that's a nice question. Yeah, developed quite a bit personally, as we've already touched on, and just learning not to, I guess, sweat the small stuff and a lot of mental resilience and those bits and pieces. And, yes, I did score against Melville's goalkeeper because that was Evie, one of my favourite moments. We actually just used to not really like each other that much, me and Evie, when we used to play soccer together as well because we were on opposing teams. But one of my favourite moments was when – and there was a really, really bad call against her, and we were both definitely hotter heads than we are now. And she punched she was just that enraged with anger that she punched the goalpost. And I'm pretty sure she like did some numbers to her hand, but yeah.
Were you about to say she punched you?
No, that actually would have been a better story.
I thought we were going to hear about the goal.
Oh, like you just score. What's
you can't remember the goal? Okay.
It was just multiple times, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
obviously.
Kiara Bowers asks, whose forehead is more burnt from the game yesterday and who uses more sunscreen, you or Miller?
My forehead, because it's a 5-head and there's a lot of coverage there. You've just got to own, like, look at it. It's a 5-head, but it means I've got so much more knowledge up there.
Absolutely.
All right. So, yes, my forehead was quite burnt, unfortunately. And the sun cream situation, I feel like it's probably going to be me, but I don't really see you put sun.
No, we don't stand together and put our sunscreen on. It's like a pre – well, let's be real. You got to put it on before you go leave the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you do that?
Yes.
Okay, so you got to put it on before you leave the house and then you got to put it on again when you get to the ground.
Yeah, because I was telling someone today about the whole 15-minute thing with sun cream. You just got to wait. You can't go on the water until you've waited 15 minutes.
You're both not that burnt, so that's good.
Thanks.
I'm smart.
It must be the tan.
Because we double sunscreen and we fake tan.
Before we go on to some other talking points is what the title is called. Kano, tell us about your feature on Big Mother and what Big Mother entails here in Adelaide.
Yeah, Big Mother. I think it was something that we obviously started on the basis that we were going to be away for 2+ weeks. So, like we know, Gucci wasn't able to travel with us and quite a few coaching staff and supports as well. So we thought, what's a better way to – I'm not sure whose idea it actually was. What's a better way to involve the crew back home than to send them, you know, a video? And at that point, it was going to be called, I think, Gooch Diaries. Again, Pewy, with her different sense of humour, decided that we would do a Big Brother-style scenario, but instead we're calling it Big Mother. So I think we're up to episode 3 tonight. Yeah, we've just decided to basically make a Big Mother show, and you will sit in a chair much like this and get roasted by Big Mother or Big Mother. It's a little bit more darker, deeper voice about your day. And it has provided a decent amount of humour, I think, for the group. If you're there making the video, it is quite a laugh as well.
And Stanet's editing's pretty good too.
Yeah, she's been doing a solid there.
Just before we say anything about that, the Big Mother crew, who Kano and I are actually a part of, said to Brett before the podcast today, "Hey, Brett, where are you doing the podcast? Because Big Mother's got the balcony." So we've already established our separate filming areas in Adelaide here. Pity we're going home tomorrow.
I think that would have been great if that continued on for a whole nother 2 weeks. Imagine what content you would have come up with.
Absolutely. We're ready for Friday Night Live and all those kind of things.
I guess some final talking points just about you, your work outside of footy. Tell us what you do.
So I work for a construction company. My official title is contracts administrator. So it's basically project management for a construction company. Deal with all the money. I have a project manager, sorry. Work under them basically with the site team to build a building for a client. So look after the money, work through program, manage all the subbies and getting them on board. Dealing with the consultants, architects, all of that, those bits and pieces. So it is interesting.
And you have a Bachelor of Applied Science in Construction Management. What drove you to pursue that as a degree?
Yeah, well, I definitely had the thought that Drisco had earlier about everyone doing sport. So decided not to go down that pathway. Kind of liked what engineers did, but I didn't want to be an engineer. So I really picked up the TE booklet or whatever it was called back then and went through it, found construction management, and I thought might be all right at this. So gave it a crack and you haven't looked back. Here I am.
I was going to say, on that point, Drisco, you and I both went down a fairly sporty kind of road.
Yeah, that's fine. I thought at the end of high school, what am I going to do with myself? I don't want to be a sports teacher and I don't know if I'm good at anything else. And I thought, I'm actually, believe it or not, pretty smart. So I thought, why not go into something that requires some sort of brain power? Not saying that people that do other things aren't smart, but I just thought, I've always been to the physio and I've always liked getting treatment and stuff. Why not help people?
So you're calling about the 10 sports teachers we've got in our team are dumb.
Oh, definitely not. Wow, absolute savage.
COVID tests. Do we have to have a COVID test? No, we don't have to have another one when we get home.
How Jerry, guarantee you we will.
The one here was beautiful.
Jerry.
Quite enjoyed it. Little tickle up
the nose. Picking a boogie.
How have you found them? Are you a crier?
I'm a crier. Nah, I've definitely had the tear in the eye once. I remember the first test, I was kind of petrified because I hate needles, blood, all of that, all of those things. So when we got told we had to do a COVID test, I was like, nah, like, I'm out the door, see you later. Ended up getting through it unscathed, and since then it's been fine. All good. It's just weird.
Tell us about the time when we were doing a study that never became a thing. Oh. And we had to prick our fingers every single training session. There was a group of maybe six of us that had to prick our finger and obviously draw blood and put it on this little piece of tape, put it in our little box and give it to the sky. Yeah, kind of like that. We had to do it every single training session.
Every training.
How do you go with that, well, with not enjoying needles and
not
blood
sure
and
who decided to select the group, but both myself and Epps got chosen, who are probably the top two in the team that hate needles. So thanks for that. Again, just on another level whenever I had to do that. I was just bouncing up and down, like, oh, my God, like, so stressed, could not look at it and all that. By the end of it, Miller was taking my finger prick. Thank you, Miller.
I became the designated scared people's finger pricker.
And the other girls were just doing it themselves, which just is not for me.
Yeah, that was a process. Mm. I wonder what happened with that. Never heard anything of it. This is the worst thing about research. It doesn't come out for 10 years. No. I guess, well, we've touched on it, but we're coming back home. We're looking ahead to next week, Frio Oval versus Gold Coast on Saturday afternoon. I think it's 2:10 Perth time. How are we feeling about that?
Yeah, stoked to be back at home, I reckon, back at Frio Oval.
We should have crowds too by then
if no one doesn't stuff it up.
Yes.
They get your tickets.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Get your tickets to the game when they come out. Obviously, don't know when or where that might be, but get your tickets. Get that there to support us. We probably thought, you know, a couple of weeks ago that might have been it for the season in terms of not the season itself, but having crowds at the game. So everyone from the Purple Army, we would really appreciate your support. And obviously, if you've seen in the paper, people are starting to jump on board. So we'll take that in our stride.
The drums will be there.
Well, they're a question mark,
I've heard,
I think.
That they're on the deck. The drums on the deck.
On the dick. And on that note, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Kano, did you have fun?
Yeah, great fun. Not as actually bad as I thought it was going to be. I didn't get stitched up as bad.
We could have called you Stippy.
Sorry? Thanks, Drisco. Real good. That's going to stick now.
All right. We're off to bed. It's clearly time because we've got a flight to catch in the morning. But we'll see you back at Frio Oval this Saturday, Purple Army. Bye.
See ya.